لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In our previous discussion, we discussed that the Haji, after having pelted the Jamaratul Aqaba, he shaves his hair and now he comes out of the state of Ihram. Before this, he was in a state of Ihram. There were many things that were prohibited for him. He could not pay his nails. He could not remove his unwanted hair. He could not apply itar or scent. Now, after shaving his hair, all those restrictions are lifted up. Now, if he wants to pay his nails, he can do it. He wants to remove the unwanted hair, he could remove it. He could apply itar and scent. Everything now is permissible, with the exception of coitus with one's wife and anything that may lead to that. That restriction will only be lifted after making tawaf ziyarah. Tawaf ziyarat is farz. When a person makes tawaf ziyarat, it is compulsory to make intention of tawaf ziyarat. Tawaf ziyarat must be done on the days of Qurbani, that is on the 10th of Zil Hajj or 11th of Zil Hajj or the 12th of Zil Hajj. It is not correct for a male to delay the tawaf ziyarat after the 12th of Zil Hajj. If he delays the tawaf ziyarat after the 12th of Zil Hajj, then he'll have to give a dam. He'll have to give a penalty, slaughter a goat or a sheep. And that has to be done in the haram. In the case of a woman, she also will have to do it on the 10th, 11th and 12th. But if she's in a menses and she's unable to make tawaf ziyarat in any one of those 3 days, then she can delay the tawaf ziyarat. If she delay the tawaf ziyarat, there won't be any dam or any penalty on her. The tawaf ziyarat, it is 7 rounds around the Kaaba Sharif, and the procedure of the tawaf ziyarat is like any other tawaf, commencing from Hajr Aswad to Hajr Aswad. When commencing the tawaf, as I mentioned earlier on, make the istilam of the Hajr Aswad and also make the dua Bismillah Allahu Akbar La ilaha illallahu wa lillahi alhamd wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah Allahumma imanan bika wa wafa'an li'ahdik واتباعا لسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Once again, the dua is بسم الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله ولله الحمد والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم إيمانا بك ووفاء لعهدك واتباعا لسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whilst making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, don't look at the Kaaba Sharif. Look down or either look in front of you. And also don't let the body of the individual face the Kaaba Sharif. If anybody has to do that, go back a few steps and cover up that part of the tawaf again. Now, if a Haji has done his sa'i of Hajj, then that is sufficient. But if the Haji did not make the sa'i of Hajj before, then in this tawaf, the male will make ramal in the first three rounds. Ramal is to walk like a soldier with a person's chest out. But obviously in this tawaf, there won't be istiba. That is, to have the right shoulder opened when the person is wearing the clothes of ihram. In this tawaf, the person will be making tawaf in normal clothing, the ihram will not be there. After making tawaf e ziyarat, one should read the two rakats of wajib tawaf. Earlier on, I also mentioned that after making tawaf e ziyarat, one should make the dua which was made by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati, faqbal ma'zirati, wa ta'lamu hajati, fa'a'tini su'li. وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا يباشر قلبي ويقينا صادقا حتى أعلم أنه لن يصيبني إلا ما كتبته علي فارضني بما قسمته لي يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Again, the dua is اللهم إنك تعلم سري وعلانيتي فاقبل معذرتي. Oh Allah, you know my secrets and you know my externals. Oh Allah, forgive my sins, accept my excuse. وَتَعْلَمُ حَاجَتِي فَعْطِينِي سُؤْلِي. Oh Allah, you know my needs. Oh Allah, you grant me my needs. وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي. You know what is within myself. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا يباشر قلبي. Oh Allah, I ask of you of such iman that is deeply attached in my heart. وَيَقِينًا صَادِقًا حتى أعلم أنه ليصيبني إلا ما كتبته علي. And give me such yaqeen, true yaqeen, that I know whatever comes my way is what you have decreed for me. فرضني بما قسمته لي. And Allah, make me happy with whatever you have decreed for me. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. So when a person reads the two rakats wajib tawaf, after that make this dua. Also make lots of other dua. Ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to fulfill the person's wishes, desires, and ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to the person's heart content. When reading the two rakat salat, make sure it is not makruh times of salat. That is sunrise, midday, sunset, after, it's not after Fajr and not after Asr. After having read the two rakat salat, after having made dua, now proceed to the well of Zamzam. And if one can't go to a well of Zamzam, then go to a place where Zamzam water is normally given out. Or Zamzam water is available. Drink lots of Zamzam water and also make dua at that time. The recommended dua after whilst drinking Zamzam is Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa rizqan halalan tayyiba wa shifa'an min kulli da. Oh Allah, I ask of you knowledge that is beneficial. Oh Allah, I ask you for such amal, such action that are accepted. And oh Allah, I ask of you halal, tayyib, pure rizq. And oh Allah, shifa from every sickness. Now, the Haji is completely free from all restrictions. After having making tawaf e ziyarat, all the restrictions are now lifted from him, including his wife. Now, coitus with the wife will be permissible. Now, after making tawaf e ziyarat, one shouldn't just remain in Makkah Mukarrama. He still have to do other acts of Hajj in the plains of Mina. So the person should proceed to the plains of Mina. But to spend the night in Mina is sunnat. to spend the night elsewhere besides in Mina, even in Makkah Mukarramah, during the nights of Mina, that is contrary to a sunnat. Even if it means staying in Aziziyah or staying anywhere close by to Makkah, close by to Mina, besides spending the night in Mina, that would be regarded to be contrary to sunnat. MashaAllah, we're going for Hajj. It's a spiritual journey. We want to do everything correct and right. We all make dua all the time, Hajj Mabroor. People also wish us Hajj Mabroor, but Hajj Mabroor will be to do everything of Hajj according to the rules of the Hajj. So to spend the night in Mina, that is sunnat. And in order for us to get the Hajj Mabroor, we should exert ourselves and make sure that we spend the nights in Mina. Now, during the stay in Mina, the Haji will pal the shaitan on the 11th of Zilhajj and on the 12th of Zilhajj. And on both days, on the 11th and the 12th, he will pelt all three shaitan, starting from the small one, the middle one, and the big one. Jamratul Uqba, Jamratul Wusta, Jamratul Ula, Jamratul Wusta, Jamratul Uqba. The small one, the big one, the middle one, and the big one, to pelt all three shayateen in sequence. Now the time for pelting commences from after Zawal. On the 11th, after Zawal, and it extends right up till Subah Sadiq the next day. To pelt after sunset, especially for the person that is strong, the person that is healthy, that will be makruh. If women, elderly people, sick people, they pelt after sunset, then it won't be makruh for them, and Shariat had permitted them because of their condition. Now, if a haji doesn't intend staying in Mina or to pelt the Jabarat in Mina on the 13th of Zilhajj, then on the 12th, before sunset, after pelting the shaitan, he should leave there and he should go away. It's also important to explain that when pelting the shaitan, after the first one, you pelt seven times, seven pebbles. Then before proceeding to the second one, between the two Jabarat, stand and make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and make dua to one's heart's content. After this pelting the second Jamara, also before proceeding to a third one, also make a lots of dua, stand between both the pillars, between both the Jabaras, and engage in dua, in zikr, and so forth. But after pelting the Jamaratul Uqba, the big shaitan, there is no dua after it. The person simply should go away. Now, if a person is in the plains of Mina on the Subah Sadiq of the 13th, now he has no option, but he will have to stay in the plains of Mina and pelt the three Jamarats on the 13th of Zilhajj. On the 13th of Zilhajj, the time for pelting commences after Subah Sadiq. But it is better that the person waits right until Zawal and pelt after Zawal, like how he pelted on the 11th and on the 12th. On the 13th of Zilhajj, when a person is pelting the Jamarat, then all three Jamarat will have to be pelted, the first one, the middle one, and the last one. After pelting the shaitan, the Jamarat, a person leaves Mina and he goes away, there's one thing left of Hajj, and that is Tawaf-e Wida. If a person has a few more days left in Makkah Mukarramah to stay, take advantage of the opportunity and make lots of Tawaf. Make sure that for the males, all the Salat is performed in the Haram Sharif. Don't perform Salat in the hotels. Don't become lazy. Don't lose the spirit of Hajj. And what Allah has given you in these 5 days of Hajj, capitalize on that and make a greater investment for oneself in the Akhirat. Tawaf-e Wida, that is the final Tawaf. And to make Tawaf-e Wida, it is wajib. When a person is making his Tawaf-e Wida, he should condition his mind. He should know that this is one of my last moments around the Baytullah Sharif. I'm making Tawaf. I don't know whether I'll get the opportunity to come to a Baytullah Sharif. So while making Tawaf, cry a lot before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If you can't cry, then regret why you can't cry. And make your face as though you are crying. Make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for accepted Hajj while making Tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. Make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for istiqamat, that Allah must give steadfastness We have got the closest to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We made firm intention and good determinations. Now ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for istiqamat and steadfastness in that. Also make dua for Allah, to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for iman and for husne khatima, that one dies in a state of iman. During the tawaf, especially in the tawaf-e wida, make dua for one's success and prosperity in akhirat. And that should be the general condition throughout Hajj. Yes, you can make dua for your worldly needs, but don't make Hajj a means of your worldly survival. Whilst we make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for our worldly needs, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is there to fulfill all our needs. But the spirit of the Haji should be that he is making Hajj for his survival of the Akhirat, for his success and prosperity of the Akhirat. Not that every dua is making that, oh Allah, give me a house, give me a house, or give me a motor vehicle, or give me a good business, or a good job. Whilst he should make dua for all that, but the focus of the dua should be the success and prosperity of the Akhirat. This is supposed to be a journey for his salvation in the Akhirat. A woman in a state of menses, if she can wait, she can delay, and then make a tawaf-e wida, then that is the ideal situation. But if she cannot, and she has to leave, then she'll be exempt from the tawaf-e wida. Now comes the final moments before the person departs from the Kaaba Sharif and departs from Makkah Mukarramah. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed a haji to come to Makkah Mukarramah. It's a noble place. It's a place of the angels. It's a place of the malaika. Great, great pious people came in this Mubarak place. It's a birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kaaba Sharif is the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The person stayed there. He enjoyed the vision of the Kaaba Sharif. He enjoyed tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif. He was in the neighborhood of the Kaaba Sharif and he built a bond with the Kaaba Sharif. Now, the time comes for him to leave this the Kaaba Sharif and now to leave and to go away home. So he should have a very heavy feeling in his heart. He should have a feeling of not wanting to leave the Kaaba Sharif. It's not that the person is just waiting when he can proceed to the Jeddah airport and when he can go in the plane and go back home. The value of the Kaaba Sharif should be deep in his heart and he should have a very, very heavy feeling in his heart. The feeling that a Haji should have when leaving the Kaaba Sharif is like how a child is being made to separate from the mother. There's such a strong bond between the mother and the child. The child cries. The child clings to the mother. The child doesn't want to leave the mother. When they're trying to separate the child from the mother, the child cries, the child screams. And nobody, no human being can ever replace the place of the mother. The child becomes very, very stubborn and nothing appeases the child. So when the person leaving the Kaaba Sharif have that kind of feeling, that you just don't want to separate, you just don't want to move away from the Kaaba Sharif. I am separating from the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I'm moving away from here. When will I have the opportunity to come to the Kaaba Sharif again and have the opportunity of seeing the Kaaba Sharif and making tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif? Look at the Kaaba Sharif with a very tearful eye. Tears should be flowing down the eyes of a haji when the thought comes about him leaving the Kaaba Sharif. Talk to the Kaaba Sharif. Cry. Beg Allah Ta'ala. And now when the final time comes to leave the Kaaba Sharif, keep your nazar gazed. Keep your nazar and your gaze on the Kaaba Sharif. Walk backwards and look at the Kaaba Sharif with lots of regret. Like how a lover leaves the beloved. We have so much of attachment with the Kaaba Sharif. And now to leave the Kaaba Sharif is like how a lover is leaving the beloved. Have your gaze fixed on the Kaaba Sharif and walk backwards as though you don't miss a single sight of the Kaaba Sharif for a single moment. And as the sight of the Kaaba Sharif gradually goes away, feel greater pain in the heart and have a yearning in the heart to come back. You are now realizing that the great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is about to leave you. And when the final sight of the Kaaba Sharif goes away, when you finally lose sight of the Kaaba Sharif, then you should feel a great ni'mat and a great bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has gone out of your heart, and for that you should cry profusely. And at that point, make dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, you have given me the opportunity to come here to see the Kaaba Sharif, to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Oh Allah, I am now going, but let it not be the last of my suffer. Let it not be the last time I'm coming here. Make it possible for me to come back to the Kaaba Sharif and to make tawaf and also to enjoy the vision of the Kaaba Sharif. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants all of us Hajj Mabroor, Hajj Maqbool, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brings all of us repeatedly to the Kaaba, to the Baytullah Sharif, and to enjoy the tawaf and the vision of the Baytullah Sharif. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.